I take it we'll all agree that in regard to the Lord Jesus Christ, that the world was represented at the cross. I'm thinking of a scripture in Acts 4, of a truth against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, were gathered together both Herod, the king of the Jews, Pilate, the Roman governor, with the Gentiles, and the people of Israel. Now, brethren and sisters, I have a little word this morning. It's been upon my heart. And seeing all these young people reminds me a bit of the Bushmills Bible readings. So full of young believers. Now, my ministry's for all of us today. But I maybe particularly have the young people in mind. Now, here's what I want to come to in case when I'm finished you don't know what I'm talking about. I want you to, if necessary, adjust your attitude to the world. We're going to take a look at the world. You may say that's not very appropriate. Well, we'll just hang on. Give me time, please. Don't be impatient. I want us to take a look at the fourfold ignorance of the world, all from the writings of John. The fourfold ignorance of the world. When we look at that, I think that should help us in our psyche to make adjustments in regard to our attitude toward the world. Now turn with me first of all to the Gospel of John, please, in chapter 1. Mind you, when you don't have a lectern, you wouldn't need to have 20 pages of notes. They'd be cascading all over the place. John's Gospel in chapter 1, please. Verse number 10. John 1 and verse 10. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not, the ignorance of the world. Now, it's very interesting. In the Gospel of John, John mentions the world nearly twice as many times as the other three Gospels put together. You know, John, in John 17, the high priestly prayer of the Lord Jesus, did you know that the Lord in that prayer mentioned the world 19 times? In that one chapter. Matthew doesn't mention the world that many times in his whole gospel. Mark and Luke don't mention the world that many times in, collectively in their two gospels. John has a lot to say about the world. Here's the first thing I want us to notice. It says here in verse number 10, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. Now, the verb to know there is very important. It's the verb to get to know. So they didn't know him at the beginning. And throughout all his ministry and his mighty miracles, they never got to know him. They didn't get to know him. It's most amazing to think of the seven key signs in the Gospel of John. To think the Lord Jesus said in chapter 5, and is it verse 36 or something like that? He said, the works that I do bear witness of me that the Father has sent me. So all those mighty works, but they still didn't know him. And they never got to know him. In chapter 10 and verse 25, he says similarly, the works that my Father gave me to do bear witness of me, but they still didn't get to know him. The world was ignorant of the Son. Now turn to chapter 14, please. Chapter 14 of the Gospel of John. Verse 15 for the connection. John 14 and verse 15, just for the connection. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Here's the second case of the world's ignorance. Didn't know the Son, chapter 1 and verse 10. Now the world doesn't know the Spirit. Very interesting here, this key verse 14 and verse 17, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But Ye know him. Ye know him. So now we discover that the world also doesn't know the Holy Spirit. Didn't know the Son. Let's just take a little look at this for a moment, please. Notice the title here of the Spirit of God. He's called the Spirit of Truth. That's interesting in the Gospel of John. The Spirit of Truth. Look at chapter 15, please. Chapter 15. Verse 26. But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of Truth. Spirit of Truth. Look at chapter 16, please. Chapter 16 and verse 13. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of Truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. Now, isn't this interesting? As far as the Lord Jesus Christ is concerned, in this gospel, he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Now we come to the Holy Spirit, and in these three successive chapters, 14, 15, and 16, he's called the Spirit of Truth. Any wonder we're in trouble in this world? There's nothing about truth. And yet we should be the very expression of truth in our witness, in our testimony, in our lives. And we're indwelt by the Spirit of Truth. In fact, it's maybe worth going back to chapter 14 for a moment, please. Look at verse 17 again. Even the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. Now, do you know what lies between these two expressions? He dwelleth with you. Pause there. What lies between that and the last expression? And shall be in you. These two expressions define before Pentecost and after Pentecost. Before Pentecost, he was with them. But after Pentecost, he's in them. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us. I cannot for the life of me tell you how I can have an appetite for the things of God in this book without the indwelling Holy Spirit of God. Very interesting. At the end of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, we learn that the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, neither can he know them, because they're spiritually concerned. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. That's the difference. So I want you to notice now, the world is ignorant of the Son. The world is ignorant of the Spirit. And remember, He's the Spirit of Truth. Now, in that context, turn to chapter 8 for a moment, please, of John's Gospel. Chapter 8 of John, just for one moment, please. Now look, please, at verse 40. This is very significant in view of what I've just been saying to you. Verse 40 of chapter 8. But now you seek to kill me, a man that hath told you the truth. You see, the Lord Jesus is the truth. And he told them the truth. And the Spirit is the Spirit of Truth. And the world didn't know him. And the world doesn't know the Holy Spirit. Now look down further, please. You see, they were claiming, look at verse 41. Ye do the deeds of your father. Then said they to him, we be not born of fornication. We have one Father, even God. So they said, God's our Father. Now, look what follows. Jesus said unto them, if God were your Father, ye would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. 16 times in chapter 6, 7, and 8 of this gospel. 16 times the Lord Jesus says that he was sent. Now, Verse 43. Why do you not understand my speech? See, they didn't know him. Didn't know him. Even because ye cannot hear my word, ye are of your father the devil. The Lord Jesus was very strident in his speech, as you can see. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in truth. He abode not in the truth. Why? Well, look what it says. Because there is no truth in him. So here in this world is the one who told them the truth. Who is the truth? And the Spirit of God is the Spirit of truth. And the God of this world, the devil, there's no truth in him. Now, so they're ignorant of the Son. Don't know him. And they never got to know him. And the world is ignorant of the Holy Spirit. Now let's keep reading, please. Back to chapter 16. Chapter 16. See, part of my developing argument is this, dear child of God, is if the world doesn't know the Son and the world doesn't know the Spirit, how do you expect you to be able to get on with the world? Look at chapter 16 and verse 3, please. Well, we'll read verse 1 for the connection. These things have I spoken unto you that ye should not be offended. They shall put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. Wow. That's exactly what ISIS thinks they're doing when they're beheading people. In the Middle East, they're doing God's service. This is going to be magnified in a day to come in tribulation times. But anyway, come to verse 3. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father. They've not known the Father. Oh, so they're ignorant of the Son. They never got to know him. They're ignorant of the Holy Spirit. They don't know him. And now, I shouldn't say surprise, surprise. Unsurprisingly, they don't know the Father. They've known the Father, they've known the Son. Look again at this verse 3. And these things will they do unto you because they have not known the Father, nor me. That's logical, isn't it? If they'd known the Father, they would have known the Son. If they'd known the Son, they would have known the Father. Look at chapter 15, please. Verse 21. But all these things will they do unto you for my name's sake, because they know not him that sent me. You see, they didn't know the Son. They never got to know him. In all his years of sinless perfection and mighty, powerful miracles, they never got to know him. They're ignorant of him. They don't know the Holy Spirit. Now we're discovering they don't know the Father. Just in this connection to underscore it, look at chapter 17 and verse 24, please. Chapter 17 and verse 24. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee. The ignorance of the world, they didn't know the Father. The world doesn't know the Spirit, and the world doesn't know the Son. You see, is that not why the Lord Jesus said to his own, marvel not to his disciples, if the world hate you, you know it hated me before it hated you. This is the threefold ignorance of the world. They're ignorant. The world is ignorant of the three persons of the Godhead. They're ignorant of the Son. I'm taking them in the order in which they occur in John's Gospel. Chapter 1 and verse 10, they're ignorant of the Son. 14 and verse 17, they're ignorant of the spirit of truth. And in 16 and verse 3, and also into chapter 15, and in 17 and 24, they're ignorant of the Father. The threefold, but it's not over yet. I said fourfold ignorance of the world. We've just touched briefly on this threefold ignorance of the world. We've seen that the Son is connected with truth. He is the truth. And the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth. What about the Father? Have you forgotten the Lord's high priestly prayer in John 17? Father, sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. So the Father's linked to the truth. And the Son is linked to the truth. And the Spirit is linked to the truth. It's an alien world, isn't it, beloved saints? It's an alien world. Alien to the Son, alien to the Spirit, alien to the Father. How can we love it? How can we? It cast me out, this world, when it had found that I within my rebel heart had crowned the man it had rejected, spurned, and slain, whom God in wondrous grace has raised to reign. Come with me, please. I said John's writings. Do you remember that at the beginning? I just didn't say John's gospel. John's writings. Turn to 1 John chapter 3, please. 1 John chapter 3. And verse number 1. You know, an Irishman can be a bit long-winded, but I promise you I'll finish in good time. You're not going to blame me for keeping you late from your lunch or dinner, whatever you call it. Right, verse 1 of 1 John 3, please. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew him not. This is the fourth element of the world's ignorance. I said the fourfold ignorance of the world. Are you shocked at this? I'm not in the least. I mean, if it doesn't know the Son, and we have believed on the Son, and it doesn't know the Spirit of truth, and we are indwelt by the Holy Spirit, and the world doesn't know the Father, and we are His children, we should take character from the Father, from our Father. So don't be surprised if the world doesn't know us. Now, have you got it? Have you got the message I'm trying to get across to you? Dear fellow believer, you beloved young believers, I've really enjoyed. I haven't got talking to all of you. I'm long-winded, but I just didn't get talking to all of you. But I would love to talk to all of you. But I want to say to you, don't go in for this world. The world is ignorant of the Son, who is the truth. The world is ignorant of the Holy Spirit, who's the Spirit of truth. The world is ignorant of the Father, who is truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. And as regards the devil, he's the prince of this world. The Bible says he's the god of this world. And there's no truth in him. Does that help you to get your adjustment now? Come on, dear fellow believer, I got to do it too. I would love to be able to adopt Darby's lovely hymn. This world is a wilderness wide. I have nothing to seek or to choose. I have no thought in this waste to abide. I have naught to regret or to lose. These were men. I was just looking in the number of hymns that we have sung here since I've come to your conference. The significant number of them that were written by women. Do you want one of the most comprehensively beautiful hymns concerning the sufferings of Christ is number 176. O Christ, you, just to go through those verse by verse. Very comprehensive regarding the experiences of Christ on the cross. That was written by Anne Ross Cousin, a woman. I would love to be so devoted to Christ that I could just, and the world is a bit of the world, a bit all of us. I mean, I'm not a fool, you know. I'm not stupid. I said to somebody yesterday, I didn't come up the Mississippi in a bubble. I just have as much bother with the world as you have. But beloved saints, I'm going to read. I'm not going to seek to expound them. I'm going to read from 1 John chapter 2. And it just underscores what I'm trying to say to you. And then I'll sit down in good time. In fact, dear brother, I hope we'll have time. Is that him in the book? Maybe it's not. This world is a wilderness. Why? It is. Well, maybe when I finish, I'll sit down in good time. We could sing that hymn. As long as you present it. Because I'm not a good presenter. Right. Okay. Right. Come to 1 John chapter 2, please. And verse number 15. Do you not think, beloved saints, that this is mighty? This is mighty. This is the man, the disciple who described himself as a disciple whom Jesus loved. This was the man who was in the good of the love of Christ to him. I tell you, he had got the right angle in this world. Now, verse 15 of chapter 2 of 1 John. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Incidentally, that's the correct pronunciation. It's neither, not neither. Because the E comes first, but that's beside the point. You can pronounce it whatever way you like. It means the same, right? But try and pronounce it correctly. Right, 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father. Isn't that interesting? The love of the Father is not in him. Well, didn't know the Father, so don't be surprised. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world, and the world passeth away and the lust thereof. Now, but he that doeth the will of God abideth forever. Beloved saints, we're on the winning side. May God bless his word to us.